God's wisdom and power is wrapped around the person of Jesus Christ. Any change in life can happen fully by the power of Jesus Christ. Pastor explains how to move in that power.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. We are in the fifth month of this year. And number 5, it's May 1st. Hallelujah. Number 5 is symbolic of grace. So I believe that grace will abound upon your lives this month in ways that you never tasted the grace before. The grace of God will overflow into your life. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24.
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen. God's wisdom, God's power is wrapped around the person of Jesus Christ. Any power or any wisdom that you see outside of Jesus Christ is not real power. Real power, real wisdom, genuine, true wisdom, power is wrapped around the person of Jesus Christ. For Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. There are many images that come to your mind when you hear this word power. Sometimes certain people say, oh, that message was powerful. Oh, the service was powerful. So what exactly did they mean? What did they have in mind when they said that? What is the picture that you have when you speak about wisdom, power? See, when you have accepted Jesus Christ into your life, these two things come into your life. Wisdom of God comes into your life. Power of God comes into your life. Hallelujah. Both of these come in the form and the person of the Holy Spirit into you. So the moment you say, Jesus, you are my Lord, you're saying, I'm not in charge of my life. Jesus, you are. As a matter of fact, when you were born again, the Bible uses the word in Acts 26 and verse 18, that you were delivered from the power of Satan unto God. Colossians 1 and verse 13 says, you were translated from darkness unto light, from the power of the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God. So the moment Jesus became the Lord over your life, a power that held you was broken. The Bible calls it the power of Satan. His authority, his control over your life was broken the moment you said, Jesus, be my Lord, be my Savior, Jesus, be my Master. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God translated you from darkness to the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Into the power of God. Into the wisdom of God. Tonight I want to touch on the word power. Wisdom is what Georgie Pastor spoke. But I want to speak to you about the power. Lift your hand and say, if you belong to Jesus, I am outside of the power of Satan. And the power of God is inside of me. Amen. Say it like you mean it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is a reason behind why God does something powerful. And I said, miracles take place because of the power of God. So sometimes the picture that you have of a miracle is the power of God moved. Healing takes place because of the power of God. There is a reason why God manifests His power. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, if the things that I do were done in some other city, then in you, Chorazin, or Sidon, they would have long time back repented. They would have turned back to God. See, the reason why behind God demonstrated His power was that people would turn, repent unto Jesus. The message of Christianity is different from every other faith. The messenger is different. The mission is different. Jesus said, I've come to save. Glory to God. And the Bible says there is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus Christ, God's only Son. You're saved, delivered. So don't take your Christianity lightly. When people see you, they have to see God's power and God's wisdom in you. The word power, one of the word meanings is the force that causes change. Any change that is needed in your mind, in your body, in your future, in your business, can only take place by the power of God. Anything that requires change needs a corresponding power. So how do we access that power? How do we move in that power? John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12.
But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God.
To as many as received Him, He gave them the power, the exousia, that's the Greek word, to become a child of
God.
Wow. There are Christians who are not children of God. Religion without reality. In real Christianity, God gives you exousia, the power to become a child of God. The moment you accepted Christ, why is it there are many who profess to be Christians, don't have or are not children of God, is because they have never accepted Christ. They've gone for a church service, they've listened to a sermon, they like a preacher, they go through certain kind of prayer, rituals, all that without having accepted Christ. The moment you accept Christ, He gives you the power. We used to sing a song. Jesus power, super power. Yeah, you know, amen. That's only one line that we can remember right now. That word exousia means authority. The moment you accepted Christ, you have what is called spiritual authority. The devil has no more claim over you. You can Tell him very softly or strongly or whatever way you want, get out. Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will listen to you. Amen. His control over your life is broken. There is another power that is mentioned in the scripture. It's Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. You shall receive power. The word is dynamis, dynamite ability, explosive. This is the power that helps you to cast out the devil, heal the sick. It is not for you to start a church. It's for you to exercise spiritual authority. Dynamis. Do not miss church. Amen. This power is for you to be a witness of Jesus. To be a good witness of Jesus. When people see you, they see Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dynamis is activated the moment you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit of God operating in you, taking you to a different level, giving you authority. Glory to God. I'll speak on the dynamis in a deeper way as we go on. But there is a third level of power, which is called kratos. It is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Ephesians 6 verse 10.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
It's speaking about wearing the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. For you're not fighting or wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. So you need a higher level of power. Kratos, the power of his might, that you might be strong in the Lord. So this comes by consistency. You've come to a place of your walk with Christ that you're consistent. You're not blowing hot one morning and cold another day. No, you are consistent. Consistent in your relationship with Jesus. Consistent in your walk with God. Consistent in your prayer life. Consistent in the time that you spend in His Word. Consistent in your worship. Glory to God. There is a level of consistency that you have in walking with Christ where Kratos is manifested. That word means the power of invincibility. Demons don't argue with you. They have to go. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sickness cannot stay on in your body. There is a level of invincibility. You have to go. This body belongs to God. You're not holding on to fear. Fear has to go. Because you've been consistently walking with Jesus. And you're strong in the Lord. You've been eating of God's word. And you're strong. And Kratos is manifested. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. My spiritual father walked in this. The power of invincibility. Sickness cannot stay there and argue. That bondage cannot hold on to you. A family curse cannot stick on to you. Glory to God. No weapon that's fashioned against you can prosper because you're operating in the power of God. You're not afraid of black magic or what people are doing or saying against you. There is a level of grace that you know that is upon you because if you're consistent walk with God, that the enemy cannot touch you. Lift your hands and ask Jesus to make you consistent in your relationship with Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to strengthen yourself in the Word of God, in prayer, in speaking in tongues. Dynamis came, the power of God came, and the Spirit of God came, and the evidence was they spoke in tongues. Strength comes when you speak in tongues, when you pray in tongues. And you maintain that strength. You're not like Samson. One day you are like strong. Next day you are lying on the lap of Delilah. No. You're consistent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are some who are blessed and whom God is blessing tonight with the grace to be consistent in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You're faithful unto God. Glory to God. You're committed in church. You're committed to the body of Christ. You're committed. Glory to God. In that same word, you find another Greek word. It's a word called ischus. I-S-C-H-U-S. Not cuscus. We like cuscus. What do you say for that sarbat? Huh? Kuliki sarbat. In Kerala, if you are outside Kerala, come to Kerala and have kuliki sarbat. And they put cuscus inside there. Or you have one of those faludas. Yeah, there's cuscus. I like that part of it. This is ischus. That is Christian character that produces power. The power of efficiency. Inner fortitude. Inner fortitude. That inner fortitude is, let me look at that word. Inner fortitude. Inner fortitude means the mental and emotional strength, resilience, and courage required to endure adversity, maintain integrity, and persevere through difficulties. That is ischus. Inner fortitude. It is like you've been, you know, it is like the muscular ability of God. It's like the physical force of God. As you maintain your Christian character, discuss. No matter what the challenges, you maintain your Christian character, your glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus, let your word fall upon my heart. Let it produce fruit, the fruit of thy Holy Spirit, the character of Christ, the nature of Christ, inner fortitude. Some of you are going through challenges, adversities. Glory to God. Let there be strength inside of you that comes by the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God working inside of you. Rahal Mahazun Telia. Mahastina Lamanoste Vishtilina Makaluske Felende Makazukatali Ribosente. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Zantilini mahazinteli de menadereista. Mis gentilu nomo zentelini bose. Brantilini gozede. Glory to God, hallelujah. We worship you. We give you glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And the fifth one, and then we come to dynamis, is a word called epikaizo. E-P-I-K-A-I-Z-O. That is when Mary, an angel came and told her, you shall conceive and you shall bring out the Son of the Most High God, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from his sins. She said, how is this possible? This is not medically possible. I mean, I haven't known a man. It's not scientifically possible. It's not biologically possible. How can this be? And Luke 1 and verse 35 says, look at that. Luke 1 verse 35.
And the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
And the power
and
of the highest.
And the power. See? It's an upgrade. It is like you have light at home. The Holy Ghost is there. And you need more power, more things are kept, more sound systems, lights are kept. And you have an add-on, a generator. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So already the Holy Ghost is there. You're already filled with the Spirit. But you're facing an impossible situation. How is it possible? It's not medically possible. It's not scientifically possible. The doctor says this sickness is without healing. There is no medical way that we can heal you. This thing cannot be reversed. This cannot happen. How shall it happen? Mary is asking the angel. I have not known a man. There is nobody that I know. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And the power of the highest. Open your mouth and say, the power of the highest. Epikaizo, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. The power of God's shadow, that is what epikaizo is. God himself overshadowing you to make impossible possible. The word impossible is not in God's dictionary. Glory to God. Impossible means unable to do. I cannot do this. Can you imagine God saying this? I cannot do it. I cannot do it. No. Only the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Almighty God, the highest, the power of the God, the highest shall come upon you and overshadow you. Glory to God. And that word impossible shall not be there. Glory to God. Unable to do shall not be there. It is God doing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes, you know, people quote Psalm 91. They recite it. They post it everywhere. It's nice. Please do it. It's better than having Charlie Chaplin photo or whoever your hero or is. Or a Michael Jackson poster on your home. It's better than all that, having a Psalm 91 written there. Please do it. But it speaks about he who takes shelter under the shadow of the Almighty. It is epikaizo, under the power of the Almighty. Glory to God. You're taking refuge under the power of the Almighty, under the shadow of the Almighty. Whoa.
As you hear my prayer, sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Look at Jesus and sing it together from your hearts.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the God, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
One more time from your hearts.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word.
Let the healing power of God flow. Let the power of the Almighty God, the shadow of the Almighty God be revealed over your body. Let the power of His presence remove every sickness. Remove every yoke of bondage from your life tonight.
You are the Lord, my healer.
Let the power of the Almighty God overshadow you wherever you are.
You sent your word.
Let every mental distress, every physical distress, every physical ailment, that which looks like an impossible situation to you, things that you feel can never change, encounter the shadow of the Almighty God, the power of the Almighty God, the epikaizo of God. Let the glory and the presence and the power of God be manifested, removing every yoke, every darkness, every impossible situation, bringing in healing in the name of Jesus. Lakazula nimas tikeleis kafos tilipras telodia. Raintilis malatosias with it. Lipros tenankasuna nebelekezuna. Milkazuni libros kate. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. You are the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible says, seek the Lord and His presence and His power and His strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we come to that scripture in 1 Corinthians 1:24. Christ is not only the wisdom of God, but the power of God. There, the word again used, the power, is the word dynamis. It's got a deeper meaning. Dynamis. So you don't miss. It is got the meaning of special ability. Every manifestation of God's power happens through acknowledging what God has already placed inside of you. So if you do not learn anything tonight, if 1 Corinthians 1:24 is deposited by the Spirit in your heart and you keep saying with your mouth, Christ Jesus in me is the wisdom and the power of God. The moment you begin to acknowledge Christ Jesus in me is the wisdom of God and the power of God, abilities that you never thought possible, special ability will begin to manifest through you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's like a man who is trying to go up a mountain on a four-wheel vehicle. He's got the equipment in that vehicle to go up that mountain. But even that four-wheel ability of that vehicle, even with the slip differential and all that working, that vehicle refuses to climb up that mountain. It's going there and wants to go back. But dunamis operating in a person is that man steps out of the vehicle, takes that four-wheel vehicle on his shoulder, and he just climbs over that mountain. He's not dependent on anything or anyone to get to where he has to get in Christ. No excuses. The Lord taught me that some time back. The Lord told me, son, you don't. I mean, the building is there, the church building is there, the YouTube is there, the media team is there, equipments are there, people are there. All that is good. Thank the Lord for all of them. Bless it. But the Lord said, son, you don't need to depend on any of that. I've given you special ability. Even if no one is there, you will take that four wheel and climb and get to where I want you to reach. Sometimes people think if I have a mic, if I have a building, if I have a title, if I have somebody, if somebody's there, oh gosh, then I would have grown, I would have reached somewhere. No, 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 no. Dynamis, the power of God, special ability. Your business cannot take you anywhere. It is you who take it. It is the power of God inside of you that... Are you with me? That is dynamis. So truth that you know will set you free. That word means inherent power or virtue. Special ability is to do what you could never do before. That is dynamis. But this inherent power or virtue is that which maintains your health. It is the power that was there in Elijah's bones. The power of God was so much in Elijah's bones that after he died, he was buried. 2 Kings 13 says, a dead man was thrown. It fell on the bones of Elijah, and the dead man got up. Which meant the power was still there. Aye. Inherent power. The power of God is so residing in you that it maintains your health. Some of you need that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The inherent power of God. How does that manifest? You acknowledging Christ is not only the wisdom of God, but it's the power of God operating inside of me. Sometimes we think power comes from outside to heal. No, no, no. For a believer, power comes from inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. That word means the power of performance. Can you say that with me? The power of performance.
The power of performance.
In other words, you don't need Viagra. It is your spiritual Viagra. You perform. The ability to do something. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, smile. It's okay. You don't have to be shocked. The ability to do something to get the desired results. Some people know what to do, but they don't have the power to actually do it. They know if they do this business, if they do that, that can. But just because you know it doesn't get it done, does it? So dynamis is the ability to produce results. I'm a result-oriented person. I don't like to work and not see the result. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hand and say, Lord Jesus, give us desired results by the dynamis power. Amen. Glory to God. You know, about some years back, I was sitting in prayer one day, and an angel of God was there by my side on the church. That's the first time I saw the angel of the church. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "Son, I am the one who builds the church. It doesn't matter who is against it, who is against you, I will build my church. And I will build you." It is God's power. Glory to God. That word means excellency of soul. In other words, you are not a difficult person to get along with. When dynamis power is working inside of you, you are somebody very hard to get along with. It makes people to like you. You cannot be moody, mediocre, depressed, and lazy. If you are, you have to keep saying 1 Corinthians 1:24. Christ in me is the wisdom of God and the power of God, the dynamis of God. Glory to God. And you will find, just through that confession, acknowledging that scripture, acknowledging that word, speaking it out, boom, things happening in your soul. If people have an excellent soul, they have an excellent ministry. Excellence will show in what they do outside. That word dynamis means the influence that brings riches and wealth. When the power of God is operating, you cannot be disgusted, busted, and broke. God loves a broken person. He will never despise a broken person, but not a broke person. Broke doesn't mean poor. Broke means you don't think your life can ever change. God loves the poor also. Broke means, I just don't think anything will change. Man, I don't think anything will change. That is something you have to get it out of your system. The Holy Spirit, the power of God, is the one that causes influence to bring in riches and wealth. Amen. The Lord told me I will influence nations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll influence you with a positive influence, with the gospel of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You go into a boardroom meeting and without you doing anything itself, why? There is something that happens. You're not like on the sly trying to get into a boardroom meeting and sit there in a corner. No, no, no. You're in that board meeting and you're influencing. Just your smile. Yeah, hi sir. See you. Good. I think this might be a better idea, sir. You're not like, okay, thank God I came in town. I hope he doesn't see me. If you get rich without dynamis, you will lose it. If you have this power, you will influence. You will influence. There are teachers that teach you, and there are certain teachers that influence you. Not every teacher influences you. Are you with me? Certain teachers influence in a nice way. There are mothers who have, say, 7 children, 10 children, or 5 children, or whatever. And they have a positive influence, a good influence. Not a bad influence. A good influence on their children. And some mothers have just 1 child. And that is like, oh my God, I don't know how to handle this child. Oh my God, I wish. You need dynamis, the power of God working through you. What does your mother think of you? Glory to God. Lord, have mercy on her. Glory to God. You're influencing your mother. Are you? Amen. Let's believe one day you will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That word dynamis, and I close with this, this means to be resourceful. It is the power of God that produces resources. God gave 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent according to each one's ability or power. There are people who are kind of jealous because they think, oh, church, your generation, Cornerstone is a wealthy church. Don't be jealous. Yes, we have resources from God. Spiritual things manifest only when you acknowledge it. God's power doesn't have a power cut. Look at somebody and say, no power cuts for God's children. You have dynamis. The power of God is activated when you acknowledge. It's a word called epignosis. That means to acknowledge. In Philemon chapter 1, there's only one chapter, but I think it is the 5th or the 6th verse. Look through it, please.
Hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus.
6th verse. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So you've got to acknowledge every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. And that's how everything becomes effective and begins to operate. Husbands, if you acknowledge your wife, wives will be drawn to you. Even if they are far away, and you're speaking with your friends, and if you acknowledge your wife and speak nicely about your wife, when you reach home, they'll be drawn to you. There is something that happens. Wives know what happens with your life, what conversation you had, where you had, wherever they are from. I mean, they know. It's called the sixth sense. I would call it nonsense. Lord have mercy. But there is something about acknowledging. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you acknowledge the power of God dwells in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, Jesus loves me, hallelujah, that will be drawn. When you meditate, when you think, when you ponder on the scriptural truths, the power of God is activated. Take time to meditate on God's word, on God's promises, on prophecies, and then something happens. Hallelujah. And the last one, and I close with it, it's the force of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It is like, give me that mic. It's like this mic. This mic is off, and if it is away from me and I speak, you won't hear. Did you hear? That's because I didn't speak. I'm just trying to prove an example. This mic, only if I hold it close, and I speak into it, will it produce the desired effect. It's Christ holding you and speaking into your life. That brings out the force of voice into your lives. No matter how valuable this mic is, if I don't hold it, it will succumb to the law of gravity. It will fall down. But if I hold it, this power of my hand will keep it from the law of gravity. When I speak into it, it will do what it was always created to do. It will carry. It's the same way. You have to allow Christ to hold you. You have to allow Him to speak into you. You have to be willing to listen. Then even the law of gravity, the law of nature won't bring you down. Glory to God. Your value will be exhibited. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, You are my wisdom. You are my power. Christ in me. The power of God. And the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, in Acts 1:8, Jesus said, don't leave the city of Jerusalem till you are clothed with power from high. The dynamis from high. Why? Why? If I tell you don't leave, you tell your children don't leave the house. Don't leave Jerusalem. Or sometimes the pastor says, don't leave this church. Don't leave this church. Why? Because that which is outside is more powerful than you. And dangerous. That's why you tell your children, don't step out of the car, stay in. Don't leave the house. That's why pastors say, don't leave. You were quarantined. You were kept at home. Why? Because there was a virus outside to protect you. It curbed your freedom, but that was for a purpose. So Jesus said, don't leave Jerusalem till you are clothed with dunamis from on high. And when the power of God is starting to move, then you have the power to overpower every power outside. Then you shall be my witness in not only Jerusalem, but in Judea and Samaria and to the utmost part of the earth. Because you know how to activate the power of God. Greater is the one who is in you than the one that is in the world. You know how to be a witness. That word witness means to show evidence that you belong to Christ with signs, wonders, and miracles. Power of God will produce evidence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Then God says, you shall be my witness in Jerusalem. Judea. I mean, your impact, your influence won't stay in just one place. You come out from a small village mentality to global. You start thinking as a Christian first. Then you will start loving your nation. Then you will start loving the nations of the world. You will go beyond Jerusalem. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In other words, you are a tuition teacher with 20 students. The power of God begins to be manifested. Suddenly you have 30 students, 40 students. And without you knowing, there are people from other nations calling and says, hello, ma'am, will you take class for my child? Okay, you're coming on Zoom and taking it over 200 children. It's a prophecy over somebody. You have a business you're producing. It is producing just for your. But suddenly the power of God is activated. The dynamics is activated. It goes way beyond your nation, across the nations of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, Christ Jesus is the wisdom of God and the power of God. Through the acknowledging of the truth, through being consistent in your walk with God, that where you're keeping your strength, you begin to grow in the power of God. Exhibit the power of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to Jesus. Lift your hearts to Him tonight. Glory to God. Let it not be a message. May it be a message that will change you from a weak Christian to a powerful. Cause you to be hungry for God. Cause you to seek His face afresh.